Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition, March Madness Rolling On, our NCAA Regional Edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. One of the teams that has survived and will be moving on to the NCAA Tournament, the Golden Knights of Clarkson. And we're very pleased to have with us one of the rocks of the team, senior defenseman Kelly Summers. Kelly, out of Golden Lake, Ontario. Kelly, welcome to the show. Great to have you join us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Kelly, obviously the overall body of work for Clarkson was very solid this season, and thus the fact of earning a bid to the NCAA tournament. Just to look back to Lake Placid, pretty wild weekend there at the 1980 Olympic Arena. Just take us back about the experience on Friday of getting behind Harvard and battling from a long way back to get to that ECAC championship game.
Yeah, that was definitely a huge game. I mean, it's a pretty great arena there, so you never know what's going to happen on the ice. So we were able to battle back from a 4-1 deficit to start the third and to win it in overtime 5-4. So we had a great band base at the game there. Band was there, and there's a couple Let's Go Tech buildings that would have, or Chance that would have shut the building. So it was a pretty special moment to come back there with all our fans down.
Yeah, what was it like? You've had the experience to play there a little bit different on the big Olympic sheet.
Yeah, it's definitely a little different. We had actually played a couple times on Olympic size ice when we were over in Ireland,
there,
and playing in Minnesota. We had a couple chances this year to play in the big ice, so I think we were well prepared for it, anyways. So yeah, it's just there's a lot of extra room on the side, so you got to keep your gaps tight and try to stay inside the dot, just to the big ice.
Yeah, long way, as we mentioned, long way back. You were down 3-0. You got one back with a power play goal late in the second period, and then just seconds into the third period to get behind 4-1. But you had guys, and not surprisingly, some of your veteran guys stepped up with Perog and Brosseau and Garreau, a guy that you go way back with in hockey.
Yeah, I played with G for a while. We were back in Carlton Place together, so... Yeah, he's a great forward there for us. He's our seniors add a lot of depth to our team. They're always playing hard. So, you know, I think we scored those three goals in maybe a three-minute span. So once we got that ball rolling, we kind of thought it was fate, or we were coming back for that game almost.
And then facing Princeton in the ECAC championship game, and the Tigers are a team that I think is really shaking up the college hockey world with the role that they got on. If teams weren't paying attention to Princeton for a while down the stretch, I think they're a team that certainly merits attention. They just really just got on a great run.
Yeah, they're a very dangerous team. They're a team, if you give them any opportunity to score, they're going to put that puck in the net. So you look at their last couple months before heading into the playoffs, and they were pretty dominant. They got forwards up front there with Kuffner and Verano. You got to be on your game to shut those guys down. So that was a tough game for us. So, tough one to swallow, but that's the way hockey is sometimes.
Hey, you mentioned about the fact that being able to play in Lake Placid, you had the opportunity for your fans, and over the course of your career and the way the program has been revitalized, it must be really gratifying for you as a senior to look back, Kelly, and see where the Golden Knights hockey and the fan interest and, you know, great crowds you've had up there in Potsdam, particularly during this season, and the great run you've had.
Yeah, it's a great hockey town here. You know, coming in as a freshman there a little while ago, we had a couple struggles at the start, but I thought every year we got a little bit better. And you really see the town rally behind you, too. Once you get winning those games, that they're down there, they're cheering you on, and they'll travel wherever we're going to inside the ECAC. We could be going as far as QPAC, and our pep band's there with us. So it's really important to us having them with us, and it helps a lot. And we're sorry for the moment they come.
I had an opportunity to talk to your defense partner, Terrence Amorosa. It was back about 3 weeks ago. I asked Terrence about playing defense with you, being on that top unit, one of the top tandems in the nation. What can you tell me about Terrence? He had a few things to say, all good things about you, and what do you have to say about Terrence and what that experience has been like to make up that top tandem?
Yeah, for sure. Nothing but good things from my end as well. We've lived together for this is our fourth year lived together, so we've been waiting for that chance kind of to play together, and we've talked about it our whole way up, and we finally got that chance this year, and I think we're really making the most of it. He's really easy to play with. He's so calm and poised with the puck. I can trust him over there no matter what, and I always know he's going to make the right decision, so it just makes my life so much easier as well. And he's got, I'd say he's got one of the hardest one-timers in college hockey, so it's always nice letting them across to him and letting them unload a one-timer.
Indeed, big part of the offensive repertoire there for your team, and great pride with that D unit overall, and playing in front of a goalie Jake Kiley, who's had overall just tremendous his body of work, his resume this season.
Yeah, we definitely think the world of Jake here too. It's a lot easier to play when you know you trust your goalie behind you, and there's a lot of games that I think we've kind of maybe lack intensity or slipped up, and we can always depend on him to, if we're having an off day, that he'll pick us up and keep going. So it's always huge having a big goalie, especially when getting the runs like this in the tournament, when single game elimination. It's good to have a goalie we can trust back there and know we're going to get his best every night.
And overall, Kelly, as you look at your senior year here approaching the NCAA tournament, I would say what really coaches aspire to see, and that's a guy develop over the course of 4 years and to save his best for last, to really, you know, that curve to continue to go upward. 30 points for you this season puts you among the defensemen, top defensemen offensively, but you've been a factor on the power play. But also, I think, looking at that plus 19, Coach Jones being a former defenseman himself, I'm sure that he looks at that and he knows just how valuable you are all 200 feet of the ice.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been a great year for me. I thought over the last couple of years, really developed in both ends of the ice. Coming from junior, I was more offensive. I thought I rounded it out more during my college career. And then, points-wise, I got to give a lot of credit to the guys on our team, too. Our power plays and pretty dangerous all year, so it's easy to get a couple assists here and there when you got Brusseau, Sturm, and Rempel up front, power play, putting pucks in the net. So hats off goes to our whole team, I'd say, especially with the plus rating, too. Jake's always making sure we don't get too many minuses, bailing us out. So it's been an overall good year, and helps to have great players like we do on the team.
And looking back as far as your journey to come to Potsdam, being from Ontario, playing your junior hockey in the CCHL, how did that come about in terms of being able to become a Golden Knight?
10 years ago, actually, my cousin Mike Sullivan played here. So I think he played here from 02 to 06 or 03 to 07. So I was down watching some of the games when I was younger. And just right away coming down here, just fell in love with the rink and the town. That was, I think, his final year here. They won the ECAC, went to the tournament. So I got to watch all that the whole way up. And just from there on out, I really figured I wanted to come here. So when I talked to Coach Jones and Coach Roy when I was in junior, and they offered, I knew this was the place I wanted to go. And all in all, and it's been a great 4 years throughout here.
Well, indeed. And looking at the schedule that you played this year, and you want to test yourself, you don't know who that 16 teams in the tournament, especially a year like this year with some of the upsets and some of the teams that got on a run late in order to get to the NCAA tournament. But as you look back, Kelly, Coach Jones and his selection as far as schedules get made well in advance. You've played a number of NCAA tournament teams, including Providence, but you've also played Big Ten teams such as Penn State and Michigan that made the field. So in addition to teams from your own league with Cornell and Princeton that you face as opponents, you've been battle-tested as far as some of the teams that are in this final group of 16.
Yeah, since I've been here every year, we've got our schedule a little harder, and that's something Coach Jones preaches. You got to play those teams and beat them if you want to get ranked in the pairwise, and also just to be prepared to meet them in the next round. Because, I mean, if you play a kind of weaker teams the whole year, you're not prepared when it gets to the postseason, the games matter. So that's something we wanted heading into this year, and I think he picked out a perfect schedule for us to be prepared to head into the postseason.
Indeed the case. As far as your opponent, and just to preview that for everybody, just to remind where Clarkson has landed in the tournament, you are in the East Regional, which will be at Webster Bank Arena, Bridgeport, home of the New York Islanders American Hockey League team and a frequent regional host over the last several seasons. You're going to face Providence. Clarkson coming in as the 3 seed. You'll see them Friday at 6:30. What do you know about the Friars? What do you remember about the Friars? You saw them very early. Shut them out back in late October up in Potsdam, and then played them across the pond over in Belfast, and that was another victory, 4-2.
Yeah, for sure. They're a great team. They're a pretty dangerous team up front. I think they got a couple of high draft picks, and then with Foley up front as well. So we gotta be ready to pack it in down low, play strong defensively. And, you know, it's been a while since we played them, so I'm sure their games would have changed a little bit, so has ours. So I think it's overall pretty good matchup anyways for our first game, and I'm excited to get to it.
And I'm sure for you guys, particularly your core group of seniors, this is an opportunity that means a lot to you to have Clarkson program back in this position.
Yeah, for sure. This is kind of our last kick at the can, so definitely puts a little extra chip on your shoulder and makes you want it that extra little bit. So we're excited, and having that tough final game in the ACAC just gives you a feeling that you don't want to have again. So hopefully, just gives us a little extra push as well.
And just a final note about your potential hockey future. I have to note the fact that you're drafted by Ottawa, and that your favorite player happens to be Erik Karlsson. Maybe a guy that you might see down the road. That'd be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to get drafted on the team growing up just outside Ottawa. So it was pretty cool to get drafted there. So I guess we'll see how all that works out anyways. But anyways, worried about playoffs for now.
Business at hand is the NCAA tournament. The Golden Knights once again will be there Friday to begin, and we'll face Providence in the East Regional. Kelly, want to wish you and the rest of the Golden Knights. I've had an opportunity to talk to several of your teammates. You guys are all good young men there, and wish you and Coach Jones the best of luck as you get ready to make that trek down to Bridgeport for the NCAAs.
All right, yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Kelly Summers, senior defenseman out of Golden Lake, Ontario, for the Clarkson Golden Knights, as he and the Golden Knights prepare for the test of the Friars in the NCAA tournament this weekend. Our guest here on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.